Austin Rosie, Registrar, National Register of Archives for Scotland.
Could you tell me more about what you found?
Well, it's a very simple document, a list of 90 names of about 19 families taken in June 1764 of the inhabitants of St Kilda. And it just groups them into their component households, whether they're living as a family or as widows or as single people.
And why is this document significant?
Well, it's very important because up until this discovery, the earliest document which gave the full names of the inhabitants dates from 1822. Before that, we have lots of commentators who talk about the inhabitants and about the numbers that live on the island, but nothing which has given the full list of the inhabitants of St Kilda.
And what does it tell us about life on St Kilda?
Well, it's a list of names, and it tells us quite significantly that even then there was an imbalance between men and women on the island, and that was going to be a significant problem later on. But perhaps more interestingly is what's at the foot of the document, which says that each person ate 36 wildfowl eggs and ate 18 fowls per day. Now, this confirms what we've always known, and each commentator makes comments on about the prodigious amount of fowl that the inhabitants of St Kilda ate.